Okay, first of all, how do you feel about taking over Hayward Swifts? Obviously, the football club are familiar to you in terms of you having played for them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Something that I've wanted to do at some point in my career, and the opportunity's come up now, and I can't wait to get going.
The league table must be a little bit worrying for you. How quickly do you need the players and for yourself to sort of hit the ground running? It's an old cliche in football, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, these jobs only sort of come up either when the team's doing really well and the manager moves on, or unfortunately when the team's not doing so well, which is mostly the case, new managers come in. So I've always sort of prepared myself for that, and always expected the latter, that, you know, I might get a job where someone's, you know, a club's not doing very well and they need to be turned around. And, you know, they've come to me, and something that I think I can do, and I'm just looking forward to getting going.
What would you say your first impressions of the football club are? You were obviously interviewed last night, and they've obviously got plans for a new stadium. Screlly Road's been around for about 50 years, so that'll be familiar to you as well. But what were your first impressions of the club?
From sitting down and talking with everyone, we kind of all clicked and realised we were all on the same page and same wavelength, and the vision that I had matches the vision that they have, and they feel I'm the right person to make it all happen, and I feel that they're the right people to back me, and you know, the first impression I got was really good.
Do you feel that you've got long enough, because it's not quite Christmas yet, to be able to turn the side around from a bottom three run and one north side at the moment, and the escape relegation? It's obviously incredibly important to that football club, not just for the future, but also its history, that it remains a Ryman League club.
Yeah, I haven't met the players yet. I haven't had a chance yet to sit down and give my ideas across to the players. But I think there's enough time. It's not as if they're adrift, like when we went over at Maldon, that they were adrift of teams above them. I mean, this league, anyone can beat anyone. So, you know, you're not dead and buried. A win of three games could take you up to mid-table if you win them all. So it just depends on the state of mind the players are in. You know, can they turn it around with a new manager coming in? There's normally a bit of an improvement from new managers coming in, and then it's a case of, can they sustain it and push up the table as high as they can go?
Right. What you've done in the footballing pyramid, can I just take you back a few years? Not too many, but how it all began for you as a youth teamer with Chelsea and Luton. That's where it all started for you. How did you get it? Who did you get involved with first, and how did that come about? Were you a Chelsea fan, or were you a Luton fan?
Strangely enough, I used to go to school at Eastbury, and I was close friends with John Terry. And I wasn't sort of that interested in football, but I was scoring lots of goals for my school team. And John said to me, "Cliff, come and play for my district team." So I went along with him, scored loads of goals for the district team. And John said, "Come and play for my Sunday team." So he took me to Senrab, where I was with Ledley King, Paul Kincheski, J. Lloyd Samuel, Bobby Zamora, and quite a few more, Kemi Izzet, and we had quite a strong team. And then there was county trials, got into the Essex County team, and then John said, come to Chelsea. So he literally took me everywhere with him. And that's how I sort of came across to Chelsea. But once I got to Chelsea, I thought, wow, this level is really high. Was trying to get the youth team contract. And whilst I played against Luton Town for Chelsea, Chelsea said, Luton said they wanted to take me and put me in the youth team, even though I was only a schoolboy. And I decided to go along to Luton to sort of take that one step up and play a year above myself. And I met the likes of Matthew Upson, who I used to share with Diggs, Matthew Spring, who's played in the Premiership, Gary Doherty, Matthew Taylor, Trezor Kandol, Jude Sterling, players like that who were in my youth team.
Yeah, so if Mourinho gets a call from you about loan signings, is he going to know who you are?
Hopefully.
Then, of course, you've had great success with Dagenham and Redbridge because you were part of their promotion-winning season 05-06 into the Football League. And then, obviously Barnett took an interest in you then, and you went on to Underhill. Would you say that that was a very good time for your career at Dagenham and Redbridge and Barnett?
Yeah, it was a good learning curve because actually I was at Heybridge at the time, playing for Heybridge, and Dagenham took me on loan. And so I finished off that season at Dagenham after scoring quite a few for Heybridge. Then the following season we went and won the league at Dagenham and Redbridge. And I decided not to go into the league with Dagenham and went and had sort of a couple of months at Histon before Barnett bought me from Histon, and met up with Paul Fairclough, who is the non-league England manager and a good mentor of mine, and learnt loads whilst I was there for 2.5 years, and scored a few goals and enjoyed it thoroughly.
And obviously once we broke the news about you becoming Heybridge manager this afternoon, it very quickly also went on to Barnett's fans forum, and one of their supporters was even saying that you could be a possible future Barnett manager. I mean, how do you feel that they obviously hold you in high regard? only there a couple of years, but I mean, it must be pleasing to know that there are Barnett fans out there that hold you in high regard and are instantly suggesting that there's good things to come from you wherever you're going to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, everywhere I've been, I've always appreciated the opportunities that have come my way, and I know as much as anyone that you're nothing without the fans. It's the fans that pay your way, and if it weren't for them, you know, that's what you do it for, is to leave a little memory in their minds and in their hearts that you tried your best and you tried to be successful for their club that they support, and that's what drives me. I was always one that appreciated the fans, would always, you know, say my hellos and have a drink with them after the game. That was just as a player, so I know how important they are to every football club because they are the backbone, and you know, the better success you have, the more fans come in and start to believe in you and what you're doing, and it ultimately gives you that boost as a player to perform that little bit better.
And in terms of contacts to maybe bring players in the future, have you got a broad range of contacts within the game which you'll be able to use as a strength for the benefit of Heybridge Swifts?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping to see what we've got in the squad at the moment, and if I need to bring in reinforcements, I've got enough people I know in the game that I can call upon. But if it doesn't need that much, you know, fixing, then hopefully we can turn things around within the camp.
You obviously want to focus on Saturday, but I mean, where will your role be on Saturday? Because it's only less than 48 hours away now. Will you sort of watch from the stand predominantly, or will you want to be in the dugout, or will Wayne?
I'd probably want to get involved. Got big three games coming up, and time isn't really on our side. So the quicker I can get in and involved, the better. So yeah, I'm going to meet the boys tonight, introduce myself, and take it from there. Really.
got a couple of away games, but in terms of your first home game at Squarley Road, it is a bit of a baptism of fire. Jody Brown will know how that felt, because when he took over, his first match in charge, having just left Maldon, was against Maldon for Heybridge, whereas this time your first home game in charge will be against Maldon and Tiptree. It's funny how the calendar works, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Well, you only need to look at where he is now to see that it never hampered his career. So hopefully, if I can do as well as Jody's done, it might bring success on the day.
And this is obviously your first managerial role, isn't it? So
yes.
You won't want to feel too much pressure at the moment, will you? And yet the side is third from bottom. So how do you approach the role? You obviously have got to approach it with confidence and enthusiasm, I suppose.
You've got to have confidence, firstly, in yourself, and then belief in your team. And I've got that. I've got confidence in my own abilities that I can stamp my impression on the team. And then it's just a case of whether or not the team can produce what I'm asking them week in, week out. So that's the challenge I'm looking forward to.